I've top 10 list at 135.
Did you remember yesterday you said you thought like the Hawk Tour girl was kind of like dying down and we haven't heard anything about it?
Yeah, during vacation I didn't hear anybody talk about her, and I was playing with like mostly guy poker players for 2 weeks, and like nobody mentioned Hawk Tour girl, and I didn't realize until I got back.
Yeah, well, she just did an appearance over here. It's of course. Brett, did you see the video of the appearance? It's kind of awkward. Like she's sitting there with some big bouncer guy.
Yeah.
And there's not a really big crowd.
Oh.
From it.
She did a couple. She did one in the beach area on Long Island, and then she did one kind of like in the middle of nowhere, so to speak.
Right.
At some like nothing bar.
Huh. Okay.
And supposedly she got like paid like $15,000 to do it.
Really?
Yeah, like, she's making appearance. She's making dope money, but you know, yeah, it went viral, but it's global. She did an interview with Australian radio.
What?
Yeah. Kyle and Jackie O. And I mean, that's got to be like kind of mind boggling from a girl from like ass crack Tennessee, right? Or is that where she's from, Tennessee?
Yeah.
No, ass crack. Yeah, specifically.
Right. Mm-hmm. So she said some of this is really, I found really interesting and kind of surprising. So she did the interview and she said, quote, "It's really strange. I can't really go in public by myself anymore." She said, "I'm paranoid of getting kidnapped or something. I'm very paranoid about that." And she goes, "And I'm little, so I really can't defend myself with big people or nothing like that." How's that for you, Monica? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She had a counter in Walmart where some guy claimed that he knew her. She had to explain the whole thing to her grandmother.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. She started talking about how she had to explain Hawk Tour to her grandmother in particular. She's like, "I had to explain it to her like 3 times before she got it. That was awkward. Some guy offered her $600 to spit in a jar and sell it."
Yep.
You saw that one?
Yeah.
I feel like
it's good. She's doing really good with these videos. That's as far business. As like her team, whoever she's joined with, she is riding this 15 minutes.
She's got like 22 minutes in.
And yeah, she's well aware of it in like a lot of these videos too. She turned down Playboy.
She did turn down Playboy.
With her friend who was in the original video.
Oh, they both got the offer?
Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm.
The only one who rode the fame better was that Catch Me Outside girl.
She's done so well.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah,
yes.
But she's in for like, what'd you say? Raj brought that up this morning, like 50 some odd million dollars she's made off OnlyFans.
Garrett, since 2021, woo. 57 million on OnlyFans. Her take home.
But what does she do?
Sick.
What does she do? What kind of content is she putting on OnlyFans? Is she doing porn? Is she doing.
Don't act like you don't subscribe.
I heard it's just bikini shots and then like the odd nip slip, you know?
That's it.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's what I heard. I
and
don't
that
know.
Gets you $57 million?
There's a lot of perverts. Yeah, there's a lot of perverts out there.
I will let my nipple slip out for 57. Yeah. I'll do it for 57 bucks.
Everybody wants to see your always hard nipple.
Right. People are lucky.
Yeah, she got
my nipples are always hard. Right. I have a vagina. I'll be
24
rich.
Million in subscriptions, and then it says messages, 32 million. I don't know how that works. Maybe that's private stuff. 32 million in private stuff, and then over half a million in tips.
What?
Like just tips. The tips, or
like just the tips, tip. Monica, with $578,000. Just the tips.
Messages are just all the tips. Yeah,
57 million since 2021. That's
so
insane.
Hawk Tour girl turned down Playboy, like Brett said. She's been asked numerous times about starting an OnlyFans page. People are asking just for pictures of her feet. So weird.
Why her feet?
I
Who cares?
Don't know, Raj.
As long as they're like.
I cannot answer you on that one.
But they have to be done up. Like, they have to be painted and pedicured. They can't just be like feet.
Of course.
Right?
I mean, I guess so. I don't know. I'm far from a foot guy. She said that she's the one good thing.
Are you sure about that with the foot guy?
Yeah, I want to suck those toes. I don't know where that came from. I do not want to suck anybody's toes. That's faux shizzle. She was able to quit her job in the spring factory. So she's like,
that feels like it's a made-up job.
She goes, now I don't have to eat Taco Bell all the time.
Wow.
She's like,
Monica, if there ever was a small town in Tennessee job and a factory that would be in that small town,
factory.
It would be a spring factory. They make springs for like old school beds or something.
It feels like a Simpsons job. Like they said, that, like right. I lost my job at the spring factory.
They make the springs that go in the little ballpoint pens so you can go.
Yeah.
I always thought I might like something like a an assembly line of sorts, because you can just put headphones in, right, and just like the whole, and then take a break and then go back to it. And there's no stress. There's no stress, I would imagine.
Take it home with you.
Yeah, you don't care when you leave. Yeah, it doesn't even matter.
Monotonous though. Monotonous.
Yeah,
that's the only thing.
It's that whole rumor about her being a school teacher and then losing her job. She said that was false. She said, I worked in the spring plant for about 10 months, but I don't work there anymore, but I'm not a school teacher.
Well, I don't know if you can retire on $15,000 a visit or an
obviously she'll have to, get a job after that. It's only, it depends on how much merch she sells and everything. She's going to get a job, but right now she doesn't have to work in the spring factory.
Yeah, and she's young, so yeah, maybe this will turn her on to whatever she wants to do, and then she'll be 50, and I was the Hawk Tua girl.
She said, I'm not an industry plant. It was not planned. Every bit of it was just there right in the moment because I had to ask what that meant, so that's fault. I don't know what that means. She said, they asked her, did you really turn down Playboy? She said, that is true. They reached out to my friend Chelsea wanting to include us in some of their stuff, and we turned it down, so that's true. I wonder how much they offered her.
I mean, she just doesn't want to do it. She don't want to do it.
And it's so crazy. Like, it was such a throwaway joke.
Right.
And, like, how many times have girls said jokes like that on camera, and this just happened to blow up? Like, crazy amount.
Well, you know what, too, though? And I said this to Raj this morning. I'm like, if she would have said, Hawk Tua, you got to spit on that D or that C, it wouldn't have taken off.
Yeah, because a lot of places couldn't play that clip.
It wouldn't have taken off.
The bleep isn't the same, yeah.
She said the right thing at the right time. Mm. It was With the right enthusiasm. It was sexy, but still a little bit innocent, you know what I'm saying, by not cursing.
Yeah.
Laughing a little laugh.
Right.
It was like the perfect formula, you're saying.
she nailed it. And I think that tells you who the girl is. And that's why people are so kind of drawn to it. Like that one little line. I mean, obviously the interview was longer, but, she's easy to like.
Yeah, I kind of respect her because she's not, like you said, riding the Playboy wave or anything. She's like, I would just like to be funny, and I'm just riding this wave as long as I can. Mm-hmm. So good for her, man.
Yeah.
Just like all-American small-town girl like type thing. I don't know. Just hits right.
Listen, if she doesn't have to do nudity, she's crazy to turn down OnlyFans. She'd make a ton of money quick.
Yeah, she would.
Quick.
Yeah, but it's a thing. And no judgment. Like, girls who do it, I am legitimately jealous. Because that's awesome. There's no harm, no foul. Both parties know what's going on and do your thing. That's awesome. I think just in some of us, there's just that it's this thing in my head where I'm like, I would love to do it, but I just can't. I don't know why. It's not me.
Right.
And especially for someone with her fame right now to turn that down, that means it's really not in her, because she could easily just been like, oh, let's do this, screw it.
And then there's some comments that came in. Right. We finally made the right person famous, someone said. Another one commented, love this. Finally, somebody with morals got famous. Wow. Keep going. You're
But the whole thing is that the reason she got famous is because she was talking about spitting on a D.
Another one called her a national treasure.
Yeah.
No, that's more to the truth.
Finally,
like
a president finally a president we all need.
That's funny.
Right.
She's like the new Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to give him that Hawk Tua and spit on that thing.
Right? You just want to squeeze the cheeks.
Do you think other countries see this and be like,
that's what I'm saying.
What the hell, America? Like,
she did an interview on Australian radio.
Don't you have more serious problems? Guys, why are you Hawk Tua-ing right now? I don't know. Listen, we need the distraction, I think.
Back to the OnlyFans thing. a lot, like we were just talking about, what's her name? Bad Baby. Yep. She's made $57 million. She's not doing porn. What's her name? Drea Di Matteo from The Sopranos. Her story's real interesting. So I saw an interview with her too, and she's like, I never chased work. Work was always there. Like when I needed to work, work showed up.
Right.
That kind of thing. She's like,
she's in more movies than you think.
Right. So she said, but what happened was during the pandemic, she was vocal about, questioning the vaccine and questioning things. And she goes, she's like, my agent dropped me. She's like, I immediately got blackballed by the whole thing. And what happened was she had a woman that she was taking care of. Her name, her name was Monkey. This was a girl who was her nanny when she was a little kid. Huh. And then she, when she got older, she took care of, of this woman. And she had her two kids. And then, so she was taking care of this woman with no money coming in. And then money was running out. And they had foreclosed on her house. Huh. Right? So one of her kids jokingly said, why don't you go on OnlyFans and sell pictures of your feet? That turned into one of her friends saying, like, you know, you can go on OnlyFans and not do pornography. It doesn't have to be about that.
Yeah. Wow.
And she goes in and her photos are sexy, but not slutty by any stretch. And, you know, because she'll put teaser stuff out on like Instagram or, you know, usually Instagram is where I see it. And that'll get you to go there. But you're not getting anything. There are not even any nip slips or anything. She's not doing any nudity. And she quickly made the money to get her house out of foreclosure.
Mm.
And now she's able to support her. Well, the woman died. The woman Monkey died. So now she's able to have her home, support her kids. And she's not doing any porn or nudity on there. So, you know, I got news for you. I don't think there's anything. Listen, I'm like you, Monica. I don't give. You go on there and you want to do it. God, whatever you're into. You know, it's nothing illegal about it. If you're comfortable doing it, then by all means, go out and do it. But when you can make that kind of money where you can get your house out of foreclosure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Quick. She said within a week, I had enough money to get my house out of foreclosure. Mm-hmm. Within a week.
I feel like now, and I don't know if dignity is the right word to use here, but I feel like it's a little more dignity because, I mean, when you're in dire straits like that, house is being foreclosed, what are we going to do? And it's like the scariest, you know, most helpless, oh my God, I'm at my the end of my rope, what do I do? You see some people out there with their cardboard signs, any little bit will help, you know what I mean? Does this give it a little more dignity because you're kind of in control of it? Like, you know, it's my feet only, or I'm only going to do this. You know what I mean? It's more than the street corner or even prostitution that some people might have.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's a little more dignity, I think.
I don't think it's anything. If you know, if you're doing porn, you're doing porn on there. You know, whatever. But if you're, if you're just showing your breasts or you know, what's the difference between that and Playboy?
You're in control of it. I think that's the bottom line.
You're in completely control of this content that you put on that goes on your OnlyFans page. You know, I've never once, I've never once been on the site. I just, you know, I don't need it. But I'm not going to knock this woman for going out there and doing it. And she's just posing sexy. That's all she is. I think she's so hot, too. And you know what sucks is that she got blackballed. Because she dared to question the vaccine, the government's intentions, that kind of stuff. And her agent immediately dropped her because of it.
That's like, the thing I'm
going to say. That's crazy.
Agents, they just want to make money.
But that's Hollywood, right? Yeah. I mean, that's,
I guess so.
Is that in 20? What year was that? I'm not saying it's good, bad, right, or wrong.
Pandemic.
That's what I'm saying.
It was like immediate where she went. Well, it was 2021 because it was when the vaccine came out.
Yeah. Mm.
And she started questioning the vaccine, like this thing wasn't tested enough.
Right.
I don't feel comfortable putting it in my body. And then she's kind of pushing it and she's going in, you know, on Fauci. And then I guess her agent, you know, I mean, Monica, you think about the heated, I got the vaccine, right? I kind of wish I didn't, but I did. But think about the heated arguments you and I had.
Yeah.
Back then, well, right?
That was the height of we know way more now than we did then
about a lot of it,
but that was the height of it.
Understood.
Yeah.
But think about the heated arguments you and I had.
Yeah.
You know, if I was your agent, maybe I would have dropped. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
and honestly,
we don't see eye to eye on this, or you would have dropped me. Like, we.
To be honest,
that's crazy.
With you?
But then she couldn't get a gig. So
that's the thing.
Because she had an opinion that differed from Hollywood.
Well,
she couldn't get a job.
I think that, it's a fine line, but I also think that I don't like dropped. In other words, if you were my agent, JP, and we had those same convos, I don't like the word dropped. I think.
But that's what happened to her. She used it.
But I don't.
I'm not saying words in her mouth.
No. I'm not saying. What I'm saying is, you're not dropping me because I'm dropping. Like neither one of us is dropping each other because we don't agree. We just can't be business partners anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't want to be, have a manager or a client that had that point of view, especially at that time. So
that would be in your case. But in her case, when she's telling her story, she had no plans on dropping her agent.
See, and but the, and that, know, that's why I don't understand. Up. Why would
the
you
agent
want to?
Just split up with her?
Her agent
let her go.
I feel like it should have been mutual. I don't know why you'd want to be in business with someone who, and I'm not saying who differs in opinion. You can like red and I can like blue. Those are horrible colors to choose. I'm sorry. Of all colors to choose, I shouldn't have chosen that. But I'm saying, you know, we can have different opinions on tacos or whatever. But in that was a worldwide pandemic. There were some really strong feelings.
Think about
rightfully
this.
So.
Mm-hmm. How well do you know our GM, Jason Meter?
I mean, I'm not best
exactly
friends.
Exactly my point. So if he was our GM during that time and we were having those conversations, Monica, and he didn't agree with you, you know, and yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like bad example
or not even like he didn't agree with you. And now I'm not saying he fired you, but now it's a little bit combative or maybe he's a little bit aggressive towards you because he doesn't agree. And that's not the case. I'm saying what if you don't really know people until.
Yeah.
Everybody's in a situation like that. But listen, that pandemic.
That's what we found out with the
pandemic.
Pandemic
brought out stuff about people that you're like, wow, I didn't even know we can get here. Yeah. That was like some Lord of the Flies stuff.
It was worldwide. It got super serious super fast.
And it got worse when the vaccine came out. And you were like, the whole thing about that was like the vaccine was supposed to make everything better. It didn't. Because everybody was already questioning everything, right? And then that came out. And then even more questions started to come up. And then and then people were like, well, I totally get it. You know, do whatever you want to do for yourself. And like, you're killing everybody if you don't get it. And it just got, it took the separation that was already starting to happen and just
which is
threw
why
dynamite on it.
It would have been fantastic
exploded.
At the time to have a leader that was about bring because it was already, like you said, getting weird. And then to make it even, it would have been nice to have a leader to not call it the China flu. Like, let's get it all together. Let's not go there
because the vaccine was distributed by the Biden administration.
But he took credit for inventing it. I was the fastest one who made the best vaccine, and he took it, and he encouraged everybody else to take it. So
So now you're complaining that he encouraged people to take it.
No, I'm not complaining at all. All I'm saying is I would have liked a leader. I don't care who it was. Even if I think of how I did not like Bush or vote for Bush, but in 9/11, I really respected and liked him. It made me turn a corner. I would have liked for Trump to have had some sort of stance that it was an equal, not separate. I would have loved a let's bring this together situation. I would have loved that. And it didn't happen. What are you going to do?
It'll never happen again.
Well, I hope it does. I have
good
hope.
Luck. Hold your breath.
I would like to end this conversation by saying that Ice-T's wife with the big butt, Coco Austin, makes $9 million on OnlyFans. A month.
By just showing her butt?
How much?
$9 million a month with $19 a month subscribers. She makes $9 million a month. Are you kidding me?
With so much content on OnlyFans, how do you decide who to give your
that's
money
to? That's what I'm saying. You need a niche. You need a niche. In my head, I constantly, and this is probably not right, but I constantly am thinking of a niche. Like, what is the most unique situation? And this morning I even thought of it. This is not going to work. But I get dressed in the morning or whatever. I realized when
this? I have a few.
Okay, Kelly, well, I realized this morning when I got to work that I put my, because I have a thong on, but it's one of those like just all strings, you know what I mean? There's no like clear, and I put it on, I realized in the bathroom, the crotch part of it is on my right hip. Like I put it on, so, like, and I've been wearing it like that all day. And I'm like, I wonder if I could take a picture of this and put it on only, like what is that a niche? You know what I mean?
Of course you can. I'm going to tell you. You ready for it?
Okay.
Caliente Cooley.
I don't know what that hot what
your
that's
name.
Caliente Cooley. Well, yeah, hot butt.
Oh, I do.
You never heard anybody call that butt a coolie?
Oh,
coolie. That was coolo.
You all that's the you're right.
Coolie is a root word, I guess.
Right.
It's derivative of
Latino. Yeah, caliente coolo. There you go.
Yeah, but there's a million butts. Coke. I have to compete with Coco's.
Yeah, but that
so then you do caliente coochie.
You can, but you don't want to go there. I mean, you always said.
What
you,
about? Like, but there's a million butts. What about my ridiculous tan lines right now? There's like I am literally black on one side and white on the other side. So is that a thing? Like, do guys like tan lines? Like, I'm constantly
I'm sure
thinking of a
of I'm a sure. Listen, niche. There's an ass for every chair, right?
Yeah.
And as long as you show your giant areolas as well, right. You'll make $9 million a month too.
Well, that could be it. I could wear a regular size bikini top, and then sometimes those suckers just slip out the side because what am I going to do? They're too big. So if I'm just living my life, and then sometimes they just come off the side. Look at those areolas.
I don't know. Like Garrett said before, you know, bad babies had like all she does is the occasional nip slip.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, you got a top 10 list, my man?
300,000 a day, you get azalea. Just saying, Monica. 300,000 a day.
Just do it. I'll just do it once, and it'll pay for whatever.
She's not even good looking.
Oh, she's cute.
Just have one good day, Monica. That's all you need.
Yeah, that's all I need.
Really all you need.
Pay my rent for the year. I'm done.
You can buy that condo you rent.
That's right. All right, it's time for the top 10 list brought to you by JustCallMo.com. So today's top 10, I don't know if you saw the headline, but another celebrity passed away. The guy who played Doogie Howser's dad for like seasons and seasons. He was also on Hill Street Blues. He was Howard Hunter on Hill Street Blues. That guy died. So being the father-son duo on TV, this list, though, is movies. Top 10 father-son movie characters. So they're not real-life father and son, but just great pairings of father and sons in movies. Most of these are very big movies.
Clark W. Griswold and Rusty Griswold.
Vacation, number 4.
Dad, I think he's going to pork her. He's not going to pork her, Russ. Dad, I think he's going to pork her. He may pork her, Russ. European Vacation, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the only one I saw. I saw Vegas. I saw Vegas. I did see Vegas.
Oh, you didn't see the original?
No.
And you never saw Christmas?
Oh, no, I saw Christmas. God. I did see Christmas.
Right. You've seen more than you admit.
Yeah, I do.
See? All right, what's your guess?
I don't know. There are no dad-son movies.
Well, like, come on.
I think of nothing. Movies. I think of...
All right, Brett,
the only one I think of is Hot Tub Time Machine when...
sure, of course. You always think of that movie for everything. Christmas classics, you say Hot Tub Time Machine. Brett, help us out.
Sorry. How about a little father-son duo known as the Corleones, Vito and Michael?
See, Monica?
The Godfather.
Right. The Godfather. Vito and Michael Corleone are number 5.
Yeah.
All right.
What about Wall Street? Bud Fox.
Oh, that's a good one. No, it's not in the top 10.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Nope, didn't work. All right. Bud. And their father and son in real life. That's like a double.
Carl Fox.
That's a good one. All right, these are father-son movie characters, right? So they don't have to be related, like Clark and Rusty aren't, right? 727-579-1025. It's a top 10. Of course, there's a bounty prize in here, and it is not on the animated one. Yep, there's actually one animated one on this list. See if you can get the whole list. For the top 10, we'll be right back. Oh, I've been hungry for something else.
But there's a will. It's Roger and JP.